Okay, so we're on Daf Lamed Aleph today, 31A on Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Okay, welcome Yosef. So I'm beginning from the top line on Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. So the Gemara says, Tanya, so we spoke about the Shir Shel Yom in reference to the Korbanot on Rosh Hashanah and how when Levim came late, in the Kalkalu Levim Bashir, Levim got messed up with the Shir. So one shot is it didn't say any Shir at all. And the other is that okay. So let's take a look back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says top line. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Meir. We learned the Brice that Tanya Rabbi Yehuda says Mishum Rabbi Akiva. As a Masorah from the Tanya Rabbi Akiva, Barishon Mahi Omrim. So now the Gemara is just talking about a general din in the Shir that Levium would sing. Again, Levium, the main two job titles for Levium in the Beis Hamikdash are Shorim and Meshorim. They sing and they take care of the gates. So this is talking about the choir detail. So the choir detail, and they play musical instruments too. They run the band. Anyways, the choir detail, they sing a shir during the Korban Tamid every day. And when the Nesachim are being poured is when they sing the shir. So the Brice says that Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Akiva, Barishon Mayu Omrim, what would they say on Sunday? Lashem Aris Meloa. It means that they wouldn't say just this one pasuk, they say the whole parak, and I think we're used to it from, you know, the Davin Zmor, Lashem Aris Meloa, Tebeo Sheva. Says to Hashem is the earth in its fullness, Hashem Shekana V'Hikna V'Shalipa Olamo. That Sunday represents the time that Hashem, like creation ex nihilo, he created the world from nothingness, so he acquired a world, V'Hikna, and he turned the world over to people. He says, "V'shalip olamo," that he Hashem ruled without anyone else. And Rashi points out that if you look at the Rashi, the sixth narrow line in Rashi or eighth, he says, "Yechidi shlonim ru malachim ad yom sheni." There was Hashem was totally alone, just the Ribbono shel Olam. The malachim weren't created till the second day, so he's totally shalip olamo. That's Hashem ha'aretz meloah. He says, "B'sheni ma'yu omrim." What did they say on Monday? It says is that Shir is more than Korach. Gadol Hashem u'molal ma'od. The greatest Hashem, he's very much praised. Al Shem, you're welcome. Shai, can you do me a favor? Just get me a sitter. You just got to have your sitter. Okay, thank you so much. Okay. He says, so he says, Memayu omrim, Gadol Hashem u'molal ma'od, that God is very, you know, very much praised. He says, and so the Gemara says, Al Shem, we're in Lam and Aleph and Aleph, 31A, line 4. He says, Hashem Shachilek Ma'asav, Umalach Alehen. So, Chilek Ma'asav, Rashi explains, Hidil Rakia bin Elyon Tachonim. In other words, Hashem, on the second day, it says, Yihi Rakia b'toch ha'mayim, v'him abdil bein mayim l'mayim. It's hard to understand exactly what the Pesukim mean here, but clearly, the Pesukim mean that Hashem creates a heaven, and that's a place for the malachim, and there was the upstairs, and there's a place below the heaven for that will be for people and animals. Malach alehen. So that's gadol Hashem ulamaod. And bashlishia yomrim on Tuesday they would say, and again each time it quotes one pasuk, but it means that they would sing the whole parak. He says bashlishia yomrim elukim nitza badakel. God stands in the congregation of. Ladakel, in the congregation of God. In other words, he says, Hashem Shkila Eretz Bechokmato Bechin Teva La'adato. That on the third day it says that Yikavu Amayim B'tachalayim B'tabir Ahaya Basha, that the waters be gathered and let the land appear. So there's land, and that's Hechin Teva La'adato. He prepares land for his congregation, which means ultimately for the Jewish people. So he's saying, Elokim nitzav badakel. Let's see how we translate those words. One second. He says, God stands in the divine assembly, he says. All right. So it means that ultimately, like the earth will be for God's people, the Jewish people. So he stands in his divine assembly. Okay, Baravii Hayu Omrim, on Wednesday, Levim would sing the following, Kael Nechvod Hashem, God is the God of vengeance. Hashem Shabarach Hamal Levana, because on the fourth day he created the luminaries, he created the sun, the moon. He says, "Va'atili parami obdei," and he's going to take vengeance from the people who worship them as gods. So here, in other words, so he's creating the sun and the moon, but then people are bowing down to it. So it's Kel Nekamot Hashem, the God of Vengeance. V'chamishe Yomrim, on Thursday, the Levim would sing here, we're in 10 days, winds down, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. So it says, V'chamishe Yomrim, Parninu L'Elokim Uzenu, he says, like, sing to the God, like, who is our strength, Al Shem Shabara Ofof V'dagim L'Shabeach L'Shmo. He created birds and fish to give praise to him. So Rashi learns that, let's look at the Rashi. He says it's around like 15 lines down in the Rashi. When a person sees all the various birds, he'll think, he gives praise to the one who created it. And he doesn't say fish because you don't see the fish. But that's what I would have thought. You know, just looking at it, I would have thought that the birds and the fish are praising God. You know, it's like Perek Shira, where every all the animals give praise to Hashem. But that's not the way Rashi learns. Vashishia Yomrim, on the sixth day of the week, means on Friday, the Levim, this is how Yomrim, but they would sing this. Vashishia Yomrim, Hashem Malach Geit Lavesh. Hashem has reigned, like Geit Lavesh, he wears Geit, is like a type of like Gaiva, like, you know, like he's adorned with a type of Gaiva. Al-Shem Shigamar Malachto Malach Lehem. He created his work, and now he reigns over it. And then Vashviyi Ayuomrim, on the seventh day they would sing, Mizmur Shir L'Yom HaShabbat, L'Yom Shikulo Shabbat. Like a psalm for the Sabbath day, a day that's all Shabbos. Now, Rashi learns, let's look at the 20th narrow line of Rashi, L'Yom Shikulo Shabbat, Shatir Olam L'Yod Charev, that the world is going to become desolate. It was according to Medrash Chazal, which the Gemara is going to explain in a minute, that the world was created for 6,000 years, and then in the seventh millennium, it becomes desolate. In other words, nothing exists. And there's a question: when would that be? So, but the way Rashi learns, it means after Tchias HaMesim, after Yemos HaMashiach, there's a point when nothing exists, but the neshamas are around. He says, "There's no man." And all work comes to ends. On that day, they say Shir Shal Shabbat. Okay, let me just pause for 1 second. Okay, so just for people who came in, so we're talking about the Shir, the Levim. You know, that's one of their duties in the Beis Hamikdash. They're on the choir detail to sing, and there's a Shir for each day. And this Shir they would sing during the Korban Tamid when the Nesachim are being poured, and went through all the different prakim that they would sing. According to this first opinion, this is Rabbi Yehuda and Mishum Rabbi Akiva, and you know there's the one that's shaykh for each day, and then Shabbos, so it's a little bit different. So the first 6 days are prospectively, in other words, you're looking back what took place in the past. We have a shir for it. Mizmor Shliyom Shabbat, the way this Malach is going, that's prospectively, that there'll come a time in the future, and Levim are seeing concerning that time in the future that has not yet come. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? Everybody good in the cyber world? Well, it's I don't know exactly what the process is, and there's a question when this will take place, but it'll just be neshamas. It won't be, you know, everything will be desolate in the world. Everything will be destroyed, right? That's what it sounds like. All right. Now, all right, let me go further. Now, we're around 20 lines down on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. We're near the small base in parentheses. And it's still continuing on with the Braisa. Amar Ibn Nechemya, Maru, now we have Maru Chachamim Lechalek, but there's a different version. You see Marab Rabbi, or the Marab Kiva Lechalek, or if you look in the Bach, he has Amar Ibn Nechemya, Bechim Marab Rabbi Kiva Lechalek. Why did Rabbi Kiva make this chiluk between the first 6 days and the seventh day? He says, Vein HaPrakim Alalu. In other words, he doesn't like it that the first six are perspective and the seventh is prospective. He doesn't like that. In other words, the first six, I'm looking back, praising Hashem for things that he did during the creation. And the seventh day, Mizmor Shleim Shabbat, it's going to sometime in the future. He doesn't like that. So he says, Ella, now the first 6 days are the same as what we did before. So I'm going to go through it lightly. On the Sunday that Hashem created the world and he gave it over to people and he ruled he rules by himself. On the second day that Chilek Ma'asav, he divided the Rakia, the heavens, between Elyonim and Tachtonim. Bashlishi Shigila Eretz Bechachmato between Tevel Adato. On Tuesday, he caused the earth to be, you know, the dry land to become apparent, and he prepared like the world for his congregation and the Jewish people. For Avishu Barachamo Lebanav Akitrami Obdehen. On Wednesdays, that's Kiel Nekmon Hashem, Kiel Nekmon Hofia. So today's Tuesday, so it's Shir Shal Yom tomorrow. So he says Shir Shal Yom, we could think of this Gemara tomorrow. He says that Hashem created the sun, the moon, and he's going to take, you know, punishment for the people who serve them. On the fifth day, he created birds and fish that caused, the way Rashi learns, people to praise him. On the sixth day, he created his malach and he ruled over it. So Rabbi Chaim learns differently. He says, Mizmor Shlinim HaShabbat, it's not an allusion to something in the future. It's an allusion that Hashem rested on the seventh day. That seems much more straightforward. Okay, Avkan is the Braisa. Okay? Everybody good so far? All right, I assume so. Okay? Everybody good in the cyber world? Okay? The Kamiflu Gibid Rav Katina. So the Gemara says, the Machloket between the first opinion, which is Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Nechemya, turns on what Rav Katina says. The Amar Rav Katina, Shita Alfei Shani Havi Alma. Rav Katina says the world was created for 6,000 years, 6 millennia. He says V'chad Charav, and then 1 millennia it'll be totally destroyed. Shene Emar V'niskav Hashem Levado by Yom Havu. That Hashem alone will be exalted on that day. The day means 1,000 years. On during that period, Hashem alone will be exalted. So then, on this, then it says Abaye Emar. Trei Charav. Abaye says the world will be desolate for 2 millennia. He says Shneimar Yechayenu Miyomayim, that he'll give us life after 2 days. So the way the pshat is that Rabbi Akiva, who says that Mizmor Shlinim HaShabbat is talking about 1 millennia, he holds like Rav Katina. Rav Katina says that there is like a day, and the day means 1,000 years, that's one day what's desolate. But the second opinion holds it can't be a day, like if it's the Mizmor Shlinim Yom HaShabbat, what is the Sabbath day? It can't be one millennia because it's going to be 2,000 years it's desolate. So he darshans it, it's referring to the Sabbath and the rest of there. Okay, I'm going to move on unless somebody's got some questions, comments, or thoughts. Say again, what?
It's coming up.
Okay. All right. Everybody good? All right. All right. Now the Gemara again. So we spoke about the choral repertoire of the Levium. So we covered the 7 days of the week. Now the Gemara says, the Musafei d'Shabta Mayu Omrim. What would the Levium sing during the Musaf of Shabbos? He says, Amar Rav Anan Bar Rav, Amar Rav. Haziv Lach. So in Va'anam Barabbas and in Rav, they would sing Haziv Lach, and Rashi explains this refers to I hate to do this to Yosef. You can't feel like getting a chumash. Thank you so much. It refers to the first letter of different aliyahs in Parshas Hazinu. Now, we'll go over in a minute. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. So Haziv Lach means like the radiance is yours, is really what it means, Haziv Lach. But let's see what Rashi has to say. So Rashi says, has everybody seen the Rashi? Haziv Lach, Parshat Shiret Hazinu, Chokimotel Shisha Prakim, that Hazinu, you divide into 6 sections. He says, Harishon Hazinu. So the first section is Hazinu, is so far so good. Hasheni is Zechor Yimot Olam. The second one is the 4 Yimot Olam. Let me just get the pages open here. One second. Okay. So the second one is the 4 Yimot Olam, page 1100. He says, Hashlishi Yarkiveu Abama Te'aretz. The third is Yarkiveu Abama Te'aretz. That we're also good with. That's page 1102. Harvi'i Vayar Hashem Bayinat. And the fourth one, which would be the fourth Aliyah, so far, we're okay with Rashi. Hadkan Shishap Psukim Leperek. Rashi says, up until this point, the 6 psukim for each aliyah, you could say, like that. Okay? Then he says, "Umikan ve'elach shmona pesukim leperek." That doesn't work out quite the way we have in our chumashim. He says, "From this point, eight pesukim to section." Hachamishi lulei ka'aso yevagur. Now everything it has to be with. Now that's not what we have. In other words, he has 1106 on the top line. 1106, the way Rashi has it, lulei ka'aso yevagur. We have a different pasuk, which is luchach luyas giluzot. So they both begin with lamed. But Rashi's Masorah is different, right? Rashi's Masorah is different. He says, "Lekasugeva gur hashishi kiadina shemamo." And then the sixth aliyah, he says, is kiadina shemamo, which is the bottom line on page 1106. And we have kiasal shemaim yadi in 1108. So the last two aliyahs are different way we do it from what Rashi has. Everybody got it? But the point is that those six aliyahs, the acronym for those six aliyahs are haziblak. In other words, Hey is Ha'azinu, Zion is Zechor Yemot Olam, and then the Yud is Yarkiv Olam Te'aretz. In other words, that's an acronym for the seven aliyahs. Okay? Now, if you look, this you were asking about the Tosfos there, Shai? Okay, let's look at the Tosfos. And the Tosfos, there's only one Tosfos on this daf, and it's right dead center, so it's not too hard to find. Haziv Lach, Sarashi says, Ha'azinu Zechor Yarkiv Olam Bayar Lulei Kiyadin, Kinkhtav Besfar, Mechim Pirish Bekutras. So far, it's the same as Rashi. B'chein ha-minhag. Tosu says that's the minhag. He says, v'masechet sofrim k'tiv v'yishman and lu. So in Masechet Sofrim, it has different from the last two. It says v'yishman yishun v'yivash. Where is that pasuk? Where is v'yishman? I'll find it. Anyway, but there's a pasuk here. One second. Anyway, you get the idea. One second. I'll tell you where it is. Yeah. Okay, that's page 1102 on the bottom line. Pasuk Tetbav. So he says in Masechet Sofrim, it says Vayishman is one of the aliyahs. That would be Haziv. That would be the Vav. So the Vav would be Vayishman. Instead of Bayar Hashem Bayinatz, and he has Lu would be Lu Chachmuni Eskilazot. Rinu Chananel Piresh Bayar and Lo. Bayar is a different pasuk. Anyway, I guess Bayar he says Bayar. I assume is Bayar Hashem Bayinatz. Anyway, we don't do like either one of these. Any of these shitot. So the Torah brings down the name of Paltoy Gaon, a different six aliyahs, which is the six aliyahs we have that we follow, okay? So let's just see the Gemara, and then I'll pause in just a few lines, okay? So let's go back into the Gemara now. So the Gemara says, one line above the Tosfos, what would Levim sing at Musaf of Shabbos? So Amaravana Barav Amarav Haziv Lach. They would sing those six aliyahs. But Amarav Chana Barav Amarav, there Shechalukim Kan, Kachalukim Beveda Knesset. The way that they're divided in the Avoda, in the Beis HaMikdash, so too, that's the way we lane it in shul. We lane it, he says shul. Then the Gemara says, "B'minchatat Shabbat Mayu Omrim." What would the Levim sing on the Shir Tam in Shalbein Arbayim on Shabbos the afternoon? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Az Yashir. Rabbi Yochanan said they would bring the beginning of the Shira. Umichamocha, they would divide the Shira into two. Then Michamocha is part two, but Az Yashir is talking about the Shiras Habe'er in Parshas Chukah. So Ibai Lahu, so the question was asked in the base medrash, Hani Kulu Bechad Shabto Amri Lahu. Did they say all of them on one Shabbos? In other words, like, we said that there were like six aliyahs in Hazinu. So did the Levim sing all of those on one Shabbos and then break it in between with some music and instruments and things like that? Is that what they did? He says, O Dilma, Kul Shabto B'Shabto Amri Chad. Or maybe it means it's on a six-week rotation. So one Shabbos they lay in Hazinu, the next one lay in Zachor. That's the question. So Tashma, so the Gemara brings a proof from the following brisa. The Tanya, Amar Biyosi, Ach Rishon Omeret Achad, that when the cycle for the Musaf is completed, in other words, when they complete one cycle of the Musaf, Shniyah Chozeret Shtayim, the Mincha cycle is twice. So in other words, the Musaf cycle completes once, because it's a six-week cycle. So the Mincha cycle creates twice, because it's a three-week cycle. So Shmamina Kol Shabbat B'Shabbat Amri Chad Shmamina. So from here, one could say it's clear that every Shabbos they they would just take one. Okay, one now. I guess I'm. Okay, even if you say a dollar to the Mishnah Berurah, it's blue. Dollar, the second shot on the right from the bottom. Okay.
It says the Rambam and Mishnah Berurah. This is the center of the
Okay. One second. All right. Well, thank you so much. Okay. So now the Mechaber brings down a Shulchan Aruch like this. The Mechaber says, one second. All right, this is in Siman Tavchav Ches Sipay. Mechaber says, Parshat HaZinu, Mechalkin, Parshat HaZinu, Mechalkin, Tav Mikdash. That Parshat HaZinu, we divide the Aliyahs like they would divide it up in the base Mikdash. Shukurna Shira Pamachat L'Sheshet Yimei HaShavua. They would read the Shira divided the 6 days of the week. So the hard thing is saying 6 days of the week. Simple Pshat is like, you know, again, one each week. The Siman HaZivla, and he goes through the different Aliyahs the way we are used to do it. He says, "Vashvi kori misofa shira tzofa parsha." So that's the way they do it. He says, and the Rama says, "Only on Shabbos we divide it." But mincha b'Shabbat b'sheni b'chamishin l'fush. So he puts the Mordechai that if you're leaning on mincha of Shabbos or Monday or Thursday, we don't divide it up that way. So that's the way we have in our sidurim. So the Rav held not this way. Rav Salvechik held that even on a Monday or a Thursday or Shabbos at mincha, you have to adhere to this. So in other words, let's say if you look in a sitter. So it says, like, the first Aliyah ends, Kishem Hashem Ekra HaBugor LaLokeinu. It was Yerlein HaZinu. So the first Aliyah, if you're laning on a Shabbat afternoon or a Monday or a Thursday, so the first Aliyah ends, let me get it, it says on at the end of Pasuk Gimel. So the Rav said, the Rav held, you're not allowed to do that. In other words, it should be divided the way it was in the base Mikdash. So that's the way it, at Yishir Ben Yitzchak Tanan, that's the way they lane it. So even on a Shabbat afternoon, Monday, Thursday, they do like the Rav, they go to the to complete that aliyah. Now you can't divide these aliyahs. Normally, it's not great to divide aliyahs to begin with to make hosafot, but in these six aliyahs, mitzad din, you're not allowed to divide them up on a Shabbos. Everybody agrees on that. I have to have it just the way that would go. So the now with the Shir HaZinu, so this is Sifrei. Sifrei says that HaZinu has the past, the present, and the future, and it contains the whole history of Klal Yisrael. And there's a famous Ramban where he says that if this had been issued by one of the astrologers, like, we'd have to believe it, because we see, you know, it shows A, B, C, D, and E, and I see, oh, B, C, D, E got fulfilled already, so certainly, you know, F, G, and H, or whatever. He says, how much more so that the Torah, which is said by, you know, Moshe, like the Eved Hashem, you know, how much more so we should believe that the Haftachot that are here will be fulfilled. All right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? Mincha, a regular weekday. Yes, I assume that they did the regular shir. I think they did the regular weekday shir on the mincha. In other words, like the shir they said in the morning, I think they did in the afternoon. That's what I think, yeah. All right. Anybody in the cyber world? Everybody good? Everybody's quiet today. All right.
Are you complaining about that?
Well, whatever works for people. Okay, let's see further. Now, all right, I'm going to move forward in the Gemara. Now, all right, so we're at the three lines above where it gets very wide on Laman Aleph and Laman Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Idi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Esther Masot Nasa Shechina Mikroi, that the Shechina, like, left Klal Yisrael in 10 steps, like, 10 journeys, he's going to say. It means when Klal Yisrael did Aveirot, so he says, like, Rashi brings down, if you look on the upper left-hand column, the first narrow line, Rashi says, Mishum Da'iri Manit B'takanat B'takanot Shel Yavne. So we mentioned about the enactments at Yavne, about we had a number of Takanos at Yavne that they made. But he said, because we spoke about the Kanos of Yavne, Nakala Hakala Memor, Sham Galpasan Hedge, May Rabbi Yochanan Shai Galut Rishona, Shigalim Yushalayim. So he's going to mention those Galuyot, and he's going to mention the Shechina. So he says, the next Rashi says, so when Klal Yisrael sinned, the Shekhinah kept going further and further away from them. That's the way the Mahalach is going to be. He says, that, and that's based on Psukim. That's during the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. And correspondingly, during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash and afterwards, that the Sanhedrin went to 10 Galuyot, like from place to place to place, based on tradition. Esther Masot Nasa Shechina Mikroi, we said that the Shechina left based on Psukim. So here are the 10 steps. Mikaporet Lekruv, went from the Kaporet, is the covering of the Aron. In other words, the Shechina is normally on the Kaporet. It went to the Kruv. Kruv are those images we know with the, like with the angels with the wings. But Rashi explains that the Kruvim here we're talking about is the Kruvim that Shlomo HaMelech made. In other words, not the Kruvim that are on top of the Aron. Shlomo HaMelech made two Kruvim that, you know, were in the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. He says, Umikruv Lekruv, one Kruv to another Kruv, Umikruv Lemiftan. From the Kruv, it went to like the threshold of the Beis HaMikdash. It means of the, like the Ulam. Umimiftan Lechatzer, from the threshold, it went to the Chatzer. In the words, it means the space between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Umichatzer Lemizbeach, from the Chatzer, went to the Mizbeach. Umizbeach Legag, from the Mizbeach, it went to the roof of the Beis HaMikdash. Umigag Lechoma, from the roof, it went to the wall of the Beis HaMikdash. Umichoma Le'ir, from the Choma, it went to the city of Yerushalayim. Umi'ir Lahar, and from there, it went to the Har HaZeitim. Umihar Lemidbar, there, it went to the Midbar. Midbar al tabiyash rabim koma. When the midbar went up and rested in its place, Shneamar, and he quotes the pasuk from Hosea, Eleich ashuva el makomi. I will go and return to my place. In other words, the idea is that Hashem Shechina is in our midst, and as Klal Yisrael does more and more aveirot, the Shechina removes itself more and more and more, till eventually it's back in Shemayim. So now the Gemara, you know, divvies up the pasukim to explain it. Mi kaporet lekruv. So start is mikapor lekruv, mikruv lekruv, mikruv lemiftan. Dechtiv, benawati lechasham, v'dibarti chami al kaporet. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I will speak to you on top of the kaporet. So the Shechina is on top of the kaporet, and then we have uchtiv by your kav al kruv by your oaf that erode on the kruv and flew up. But Rashi takes that this pasuk does not really belong here, and what does the Bach say? The Bach also takes it out, and Rashi doesn't have it. He says, "Uchtiv u'kavod elokeisrael na'alah me'al ha'kruv asher hayalav el miftan abayit." He says that the glory of the God of Israel lifted up from the kruv where it was to the miftan abayit. So the way Rashi takes it, that from those two pesukim, you understand that originally the Shekhinah is on the kaporet, then it must have come to the kruv because he says it goes from the kruv and it goes to the miftan. So we understand that it went to the kruv and then it's on the miftan. From the Miftan, it goes to the Chatzer. The Chatzer means the space between the Ulam and the Zbeach. Dechtiv, Vayimalei Habayit Ha'anan, that the structure was filled with the cloud. V'chatzer Malah Noga Kvod Hashem. The Chatzer was filled with the glory of God. Mechatzer L'mizbeach, and that's a pasuk in Yechezkel. In other words, Yechezkel has a vision. And Yechezkel is living like towards the end of the Bayit Rishon. He says, then mechatzer l'mizbeach, when the chatzer goes to l'mizbeach, the thief, ra'iti et Hashem nitzav al ha'mizbeach. He says, again, Yechezkel says, I saw Hashem, he's standing on the mizbeach. U'mizbeach l'gag, when mizbeach goes to the roof, the thief, tov l'shevet al pinat gag. Now, this pasuk is a mishlei, but again, the Gemara quotes the beginning of the pasuk, but you need the whole pasuk. If you look in Rashi, around 20 lines from the bottom and left-hand column, Tov l'shevet al pinat gag, me'eshet medanim u'bayit chaver. In other words, it's preferable to dwell on the corner of the roof than a quarrelsome wife. Eshet medanim is a quarrelsome wife. U'bayit chaver, a house of associates. That's the end of the pasuk. So Rashi explains al shechina amaro Shlomo HaMelech, that Shlomo HaMelech was talking about the shechina. He says, Tov l'histalek al gag, it's more preferable for the Shekhinah, God's presence, to remove itself to the roof, mishevet im eshet medanim, than to dwell with a quarrelsome wife, i.e., Knesset Yisrael, shemidat salam b'heichal. In other words, rather than be with this eshet medanim, this quarrelsome wife, which is the Jewish people, and again, the Jewish people are frequently compared to a woman, you know, and Hashem is the groom, like at you know, at Muhammad Har Sinai, it's the same thing as well. So you know, I'd rather be on the roof than hang out with that chevra. He says, and then he says, Ubay Chaver means the house of an associate, Bayit Shechavrubo et Hasemel Imashkina. In other words, I don't want to be with this Bayit where they brought this image and this idol in, you know, to like equate it with me. So I don't want to be the Eshem Zanim. I don't want to be the Bayit Chaver. I want out. I'm on the roof. So back in the Gemara, he says, Umigag Lechoma, from the roof they went to the Choma, Hashem did, Dechtivi Nei Hashem Nitzav Al Chamot Anach. He says, behold, Hashem was standing on a plumbed wall. And it was, so Rabbi Packer said it meant like a very straight wall. He says, Mechoma la'ir, the thief, call Hashem la'ir yikra. Hashem will call to the city. So, Umeir lahar, from the city of Yerushalayim, went to Har Zaitim, the thief, ayal kvod Hashem mi'al tocha'ir. He went on the mountain to the east of the city. Umehar la midbar, from the har it goes to the midbar. The thief tov shevet the eretz midbar. It's good to dwell in the eretz midbar. He says. He says umidbar al tavi yeshvav mekoma, and then from the midbar it goes back to its place. The thief elecha shuvel mekomi begomer. All right. So wait, just a little bit more. He says I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shishah Hashem Nitzakabah Shechina Li Yisrael B'Midbar, that the Shechina dwelt in the Midbar for 6 months. This is like during the time of Churban Bayit Rishon. So before the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, the Shechina stayed in the Midbar for 6 months. Shema Yechzru B'Tshuva. Maybe Klal Yisrael do Tshuva. It's waiting for them. Kevan Shelo Chazru Amar Tipach Atzman. He says when they didn't do Tshuva, he says like Tipach Atzman, let them, like they said, let their essence be in pain, like usually said, like I don't know, like the bones be blown up or something like that. Shinemar, v'nei rishayim tichlena, that the eyes of the rishayim like will yearn. Umano savad minahem, like refuge will be lost from them. V'tikvatam mapach nefesh, in other words, their hope just gives agony. Now, so they quoted in the article from the Marsha. Marsha says that 6 months is from Asara B'Tevet, when Nebuchadnezzar put a Masura in Shlayim, till the 9th of Tammuz, almost 6 months to the day. 9th of Tammuz, during the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, is when Nebuchadnezzar breached the walls of Yerushalayim. In other words, he put a Masura around Yerushalayim on the 10th of Tevet, and then he breached the walls on the 9th of Tammuz. So if you measure from Tevet to Tammuz, it comes at 6 months. So we have Tevet, so you have Shvat, Adar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, 6 months. Now, the only problem with this is that the Matzor lasted more than 6 months. So the Aruch Laner that they quoted says it lasted 18 months. I thought it lasted 2.5 years, frankly. But the Aruch Laner says it lasted 18 months. But he, the Aruch Laner, thinks, to learn Pshat, that it means that for the first year, Hashem was, you know, waiting for them to do tshuva. And then, let me see how he phrased it here. Okay. He says, one second. He says, the Shechina abandoned hope for repentance and departed on the nights of Tammuz in the first year of the siege. And this led to the fall of the city on that very day, a year later. So, one second. Yeah. So he means like this. So Hashem, he wants to become the Gemara. In other words, Hashem gave them 6 months. The siege is a year and a half, but he gave them the first 6 months. The first 6 months was from Asar B'Tevet to the night of Tammuz. And then after that, he gave up hope, but they still left another year till the breach in the wall of the city. But that's the way it's coming out.
6 months, part of the 10 steps?
No. In other words, it's part of the 10 steps. Yeah, because he went to the Midbar, and he stayed in the Midbar for 6 months, and then he went to, but that's where it's going. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? All right, I'm moving on. Now, let's see back in the Gemara. So, the Gemara says, on the bottom line, on Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, 31a, the bottom line, U'kenegan galta Sanhedrin mi Gemara, that corresponding to that, the Sanhedrin went to 10 Galuyot in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. So, you know, the Sanhedrin also represents like God's presence, because God's presence is in, among the Sanhedrin. But he says, based on Mesorah, I mean, Lishkat Agazit L'Chanut, it went from Lishkat Agazit, the Sanhedrin did, to Chanut. Chanut is either like stores or it's a place called Chanut. Umay Chanut L'Yerushalayim, Chanut they went to Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim L'Yavne, turn page, Umay Yavne L'Usha, for Yavne they went to Usha, Usha is a town in the Galil. Miusha Yavna, they went back to Yavna, Miyavna Usha, back to Usha, Miusha Shvaram, Mishvaram the Beit Sharim the Tzipori, with Tzipori the Tveria, and then where did they go? They're different places in the Galil, and you're seeing like these are places in the time of Rebbe. He says Beit Sharim, Tzipori, and Tveria, all during the lifetime of Rebbe. He says, but Tveria, Amuka Mikulan. Tveria was lower than the, now, it's true Tveria is like topographically lower, but I think it means Tveria was like they got the low point, you know, was they're going around, but they're going downhill ruchni wise. So yeah, so Tveria mukamikulan shnemar v'shafalt me'eretz tedaberi. In other words, you'll go low and you'll speak from the land, and then the bach is on the rest of the pasuk umiafar ishachim ratecha, from the dirt you'll speak your words. Now, Reb Lazar Omer, Shish Galut. Reb Lazar says it wasn't 10 Galiot, it was 6 Galiot. He says, Shinemar, Kehishach Yoshvei Marom, in other words, that he came low, the people who dwelt on high, Kiryan Niskava Yashpilena, like the exalted city would be brought low, Yashpilad Eretz, it'll bring it down to the ground, Yagien Anafar, bring it down to the Afar. So Rashi brings down that he's darshaning the words in the pasuk. If you look at the last Rashi in this Gemara, it's around the eighth narrow line on the left-hand column. Shesh galut heishach chada. Heishach is one step. Heishach he brought low. He says yashpilana trei. Yashpilana is two steps. Yashpila tlat. Yashpila three. Ad eretz arba. Yagiena chamishot afar shesh. The matzah meimar yashpilana ad eretz lafar. He could have said it'll bring loud to the ground and lafar, because he starts to. So the article said it means that they'll say that they'll agree that the Sanhedrin went to 10 places, but there was like six different like steps overall. He says, two more lines and we'll pause. He says, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mishamatidim Likael. Yochanan says, from there, they'll be redeemed in the future. Shinemar, Hitnari Me'afar Kumishvi. In other words, even though you're brought low, but Hashem will redeem you from where you are, like shake off all the dirt, arise, Shvi, and then sit down. But it's a little bit like, you know, from Lachadodi, Hitna Rimi Afar Kumi, right? That's what we say in Lachadodi. That's where the phrase comes from. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I said so far? Boy, very quiet group tonight. Something happened. All right. Let's keep moving. Now, I'm going on to the next Mishnah. Okay, everybody ready? Laman Aleph Amud Beis. Everybody with me? Okay, Manitin, Am Rabbi Shuvan Korcha, Viozot Hitkin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Shuvan Korcha, and they say he's like the son of Rabbi Akiva, is the way they usually say. He says, Viozot Hitkin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai made another takana, Shafil Rosh Beit Din B'chol Makom. Even, in other words, the Rosh Beit, then his presence is essential for Kiddush HaChodesh. He's the one who says, Makudish Makudish. But even if he leaves, let's say the Sanhedrin is a certain location, in Yavne. And the Rosh Beis then goes off to Tveria. He says, Shafilu, the Rosh Beitim B'chol Makom, Shlo Yehu Edim Holchin Al Makom Avad. The Edim only go to the place where the Sanhedrin is seated, and they'll be Makadishit without the Av Beis. But their obligation is to go to the official seat of the Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says, Hahi Itta Da Azmenu L'Din Akami Da Meimor B'nei Herdoi. There was a certain woman who was summoned to a din Torah before a Meimor near Herdoi. So she was a debtor, and they're summoning her for a din. He says, Azal Meimar and the Mechuzah. So Meimar went off to Mechuzah. So he wasn't there, but he went off to Mechuzah. Below Azla Batre, this woman didn't follow him. She had been summoned. She didn't follow where he went. Kata Petichli Lavo. He wrote a writ of excommunication against her, like she's in contempt of court. He says, Amarli Rabashi La Meimar. So Rabashi said to Meimar, in the Mishnah, we learn that even the Rosh Beis goes off somewhere, But the obligation of the Edom is only to show up where the Sanhedrin is. And you're going off here in the other place and you expect this woman to follow you. She says, yeah, when it comes to the testimony regarding the new moon, the new month, and we have a very nice new moon out tonight. He says, that's true. Why? Dim kingdom seek to machshelon to lavo. In other words, if you're going to tell people they got to go here, they're the other place, and then say, you know, I'm not bothering with this whole thing anymore. So that we want to incentivize people to show up to the Bezdin. And we're not going to say go with A, B, C, D, and E. How about Hacha, Evid Lo, Velish Malva? Here, the principle is the Pasuk in Mishlei that says a debtor is a servant to the Malva. So she's the debtor. She's got to follow where the Bezdin goes. Or the Malva is picking the court, and the Malva picked this court. But that's what the court is, so she's got to go. All right, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything?
Yes. Yes. Bern,
you have a question for me.
What's up? All right. When you talk about the tzniut of a woman and the fact that the man can do hatarat nadarim, hafarat nadarim for the woman, here, how often did you have it where the woman was a party expected to travel after a plaintiff?
I don't know how often. I don't know the answer to these questions, Fern. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. But
you just seemed so lonely without questions. I thought this was fair game.
All right, no, but it's saying that she's being brought to court. She's defaulting on her debt, so.
But usually, the woman is in the father's domain or in the husband's domain.
I don't know what to say. All right, in this case, apparently not. Okay, let's go further. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Then we learn a brisa. In konim rashim la lopasan and delayhem leduchan. The konim, anala duchen is the platform. They can't go up with their shoes when they're giving birchas konim. This is one of nine takano that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai established. Now, in the base of Mikdash, you wouldn't even have the question because the base of Mikdash, the konim never wear shoes, right? So it's talking about, outside the base of Mikdash, when they duchen, they don't wear their shoes. So the Gemara Masechet explains that we're afraid that if they would have to tie the shoe strap, then they would sit down and they would go off the duchen, and people would say that the reason they went off the duchen is that they were ben grusha or ben chalutza. So he made a takana that they're not going to wear shoes. And that's one of the takana, one of nine takana that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai established. Now, the Gemara goes through his takana. Shita hai pirka, bechata the pirka kama. Six in this parak. So let's look at the Rashi. Shita hai pirka. You look in the Rashi. He says, chata. Hi. One is this one, which is in the Braisa, which is about the sandalim. That's one takana. The chamesh de matnitin, and five that we mentioned in the Mishnah, i.e., hitkin shu token. He made a takana that they'll blow on Shabbos wherever there's a bezdin. That's one. That's really two. She lula mital b'shiva. Lula will be taken 7 days, three. She yomaneif kulu asur. The day of the waving the omer is prohibited in the chadash for up to four. She mekablin kula yom. There'll be Makabel after the court base of Mikdash, they'll accept the Edom the whole day. It's five. Shlihu Edom Hochin Lakom Havad. And the Edom only have to go to where the Sanhedrin is seated. Six. Bechad of the Pirka Kama, next Rashi, Shli Machalin Elo Anisim Vetishri Bavad. You mean establish that now after the court base of Mikdash, so the Edom are only Machal Shabbos for Elul and Tishrei. No, for Nisan and Tishrei. For Nisan and Tishrei. All right, so we're up to seven takano. We're shooting for nine. So let's see back in the Gemara. V'idach, we're up to takana number eight. V'idach titania, is that which we learned in the Braisa. Gershon et gayer bismanazet. If a person converts to Judaism, bismanazet means after the korban beis hamikdash, srich shefrish rov alakino. He has to separate out a quarter of a dinar for his pair of birds. He's a ger. He has to bring a korban. So he can't bring a korban. But he should separate money that would cover the cost of the korban. Amar Shimon Lazar from Nimna Ale Rab Yochanan Bitla. So Shimon Lazar says that Rab Yochanan Ben Zakkai was mevatel this about separating the money from Neha Takala. Because it's going to lead to Takala. People are going to benefit from the money. It's going to lead to too many problems. So that's Takana number eight. He got rid of the requirement that they should segregate the money. Now, V'idach, now we're up to Takana number nine. V'idach plugs the Rab Papa Rab Dachman Bar Yitzchak. So Takana number nine is substitute machloket between Rav Papa and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. I mean, it was either A or B, but we're not sure which one it is. Rav Papa Amar Kerem Ravai. Rav Papa says it's a takana related to Kerem Ravai. Kerem Ravai is in the fourth year, you bring the fruits of the kerem and eat in Yerushalayim, like Master Shani. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Lashon Shel Zorit. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said it related to like the strip of wall. Rav Papa Amar Kerem Rabbi. Now the Gemara elaborates. Rav Papa says Kerem Rabbi was a takana. Ditnan, because we learn in the Mishnah, it's Mishnah the Masechet Maaser Sheni. Kerem Rabbi Alei Yerushalayim Malach Yom L'Chol Tzad. So it means on a din Torah, if you have Kerem Rabbi, you can be poda it and bring it to Yerushalayim, just like Maaser Sheni. I can be poda if it's too hard. But the Chachamim established that if you're within one day's journey of Yerushalayim, you should not be poda. You should bring the fruits there. So Kerem Rabbi Alei Yerushalayim Malach Yom L'Chol Tzad. Zui Tchuma, Eilat Min Darom, Eilat in the south. That doesn't mean our Eilat. That's what the Mesipta Gemara says, which makes sense, because Eilat is more than a day's journey by foot. I figure foot is probably 20 miles, that's what I'm thinking. But Akrabat Min HaTzafon, Akrabat in the north, Lod Min HaMarav, Lod in the west, that works out well, Yordain Min HaMizrach, and Yordain in the Mizrach. But Amar Ula Vitema Rabba Bar Ula, or some say Ula Bar Bar Kana, he says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Matam, what's the reason that they made this gzeira that you have to bring the fruit to Yerushalayim? Nilatir shukei Yerushalayim b'peirot. So Yerushalayim will be well adorned with fruit, and everyone will bring it, and they'll have it all over the place there. So he says, V'tanya, kerem ravai yo l'r blazer, mizrach lo. Brisa says that the Tana Reb Lezer, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, had a kerem to the east of Lod, Bitzat Kfar Tavi, near Kfar Tavi. Ubikesh Reb Lezer lafkir lanim. So Reb Lezer felt it was too difficult for him to bring all these grapes to Yerushalayim. So he wanted to be mafkir all the grapes and then let the aniyim bring it to Yerushalayim. Amru lo tamidav. So his tamidim said, Rebbe, kvar nimnu chavi rechalav v'hitiru. That your colleagues already voted on this and they were mafkir. You don't have to bring it. You can be poded. Man chavi rech. So the Gemara says, man chavi recha. Who are his colleagues? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Now the Gemara is going to ask that he was really his Rebbe, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So this is the first pshat that the kana number 9 is. He says you don't have to bring the fruits to Yerushalayim. You can be poda. We're in one day's journey, right? Now line 3. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Lashon Shel Zorit. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says no. It's kind of related to the strip of red wool. The Tanya we learned the Braisa. Rishona Yud Koshin Lashon Shel Zorit Al Petach Ulam Yibachutz. Originally, they would tie a strip of red wool to the entranceway of the ulam on the outside. That's the vestibule, you know, in the antechamber before the base of Mikdash. Hilbina yusmeichin, like if it turned white, everybody was happy. That means they will have a kapara. Lo hilbina yuatzeivin. If it didn't turn white, so they were, you know, despondent. Hitkinu shu koshin utol petach ulam yibafnim. He said, look, we're not going to put it so public. We're going to stick it on the inside and people won't see it. But Dianu Mitzitzin Veroin. Still, people would like glance, get a glance at it and see it. He'll be no smeichel, no will be no yotzeivin. The kinshu koshen to chesio b'sela b'chesio bein karnav shosir mishdaleah. So the final takana was they made a takana. They're going to tie half of it to the horn of the goat that's going off the cliff and half to the rock, you know, that's near there. He says Rav Nachman Yitzchak. My time, okay, so that's the takana. So that takana would have been takana number 9 from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So the two choices are either you made a takana that you don't have to bring the fruit to Yerushalayim, you could do the al pitin Torah, you could be poted, or he made a takana that the strip of red wool will be tied half to the horn of the Azazel and half to the rock. So now, the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my time on Lomar Karab Papa. So why does Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak not say like Rav Papa? In other words, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is the red wool. Why does the red wool opinion not say like the Kerem Ravai opinion? Amar Lach, Yisachadayt Rav Yochanan Zakkai, Chavirav, Yisachadayt Rav Yochanan Zakkai, he says, if you'll say that Rav Yochanan Zakkai is the one who made this enactment, that you don't have to bring the fruit to Yerushalayim, Chav Rav de Belezer Mihava, was he the colleague of Reb Lezer? Rabo Hava, he was his Rebbe. So this doesn't make sense that he was the author of this enactment. In other words, in the Braisa, the Talmidim come to Reb Lezer, and they say, Kvar Nimnu Alecha Chavirecha, in the second wide line. Rebbe Kor Nimnu Chabi Recha Allah Vitiru, that your colleagues already voted on this, then we'll matir it. So he, Rapapa wants to say that that's Rabbi Yochanan Mizakai, but if Rabbi Yochanan Mizakai is not his colleague, he's his Rebbe. He says, V'idach, so Rapapa would respond, came into Talmidim Havu, Lov Orachar Lameimer Le Rabbe Rabbah, that since they were his Talmidim of Rebbe Lezer, were speaking to him, it's not Derech Eretz for the Talmidim to say, your Rebbe said this. In other words, it's not Derech Eretz to say, like, you know, you're a Talmid also, and the Rebbe said this. So he said, Chavi Recha. So they said, Chavi Recha, but he was really his Rebbe. And remember, Reb Lezer and Rabbi Shua are the ones who took Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai and Rabbi Yerushalayim when during the Korban. Okay. Where they carried him out. Okay, now, so six lines from the bottom. Rabbi Papa, and that's the way Rabbi Papa, right? Paco was explaining about the Rebbe and the Talmud. Rabbi Papa, my Talmud, Amar Krav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Why does Rabbi Papa, who says Kerem Ravai, why does he not hold from Nachman Bar Yitzchak says about the strip of wool? It says, Amarlach, Yisal Kadaitek Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, if you assume that was Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai with the red wool, he made Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Mihabal Shon Shul Zohorit. Was there still red wool in the time of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai? But Tani, we learned the Braisa, Koshna Tavshir Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Mehavi Yisrim Shana. The lifetime Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai spanned 120 years, was his lifetime. Arbim Shana Sakbet Prakmaki, the first 40 years of his life, he was in business, yeah. Arbim Shana Lamad, 40 years he spent learning. Arbim Shana Limed, in 40 years he spent teaching. Betanya, Arbim Shana Kodim Shnecha Rabayat, Lo Ayala Shon Shozori Malbin, Elamadim, that for 40 years before the Korban Beis HaMikdash, the wool didn't turn white. It either stayed red or it got redder. It was not a good sign. For 40 years before. Now, in this episode, it clearly says that sometimes it would turn white, sometimes it would turn red. So that's not in the 40 years before the Korban Beis HaMikdash, because the 40 years before the Korban Beis HaMikdash, it never turned white. Right? Okay. So he says, Utanan Mishcharav Abayit Hakin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. We know that we had a lot of Mishnayot in our parak, that he made Takanos after the Korban Beis HaMikdash. So he's living, you know, he's in full stride after the Korban Beis HaMikdash. The Idach Otamar, so the question is like this. So in other words, we're saying this is one of his Takano. So one of his Takano presumably would come in the last 40 years of his life, that because that's when he was Malami. That's when he's like in full force, right? Not when he's on the learning stage, when he's teaching. That's what we assume. But for the last 40 years of his life, it didn't change color, so it doesn't make any sense, is what they're saying. In other words, he's living after the Korban Beis HaMikdash, he's making takanot, but the previous 40 years it never turned white. How would he make a takana to split the wool between the rock and the goat? Just take a look back in the Gemara. The Idach, so Rav Papa would say, Otah Rabbi Shana Delamad, Kamino Shilpani Rabu Hava. You're right, this didn't happen during the last 40 years of his life. It happened during the middle 40 years of his life. He says when he was a Talmud for his Rebbe, Ba'amar Milta, and he made a suggestion during that period of time, I'm a Talmud, I'm not the Nasi, but I think it would be a good idea if they, you know, divided up the wall. He says, V'istabir Tame, and they felt like his far made a lot of sense. Top line, V'kavei Rabbe B'shmei. His Rebbe established it in his name. So in Hakanami, it could be Takanas Rebbe Yochanan Zakkai. He wasn't like as great as he later became. Now, the Gemara says in Masechet Sukkah, you may recall, we learned the Daf Chaf Chet. Do you remember who Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's Rebbe was? So the Gemara says, oh, that's right, excellent Odeid. So the Gemara says that Hillel had 80 Talmidim. The greatest of the 80 Talmidim was? Right. Who was the greatest? Rabbi Yonatan ben Uziel. And the least was Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. So that would mean that Hillel has Hazakein, I assume, the way the Malach seems to go, he established it in the thing. Okay. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I said tonight? Yeah, let me hear a comment.
These guys live, a lot of them,
so that
whatever they said would be accepted.
Also, Rabbi Akiva, I think the Gemara says he lived 120 years, and it was also his life was divided into six different groups of 40.
He left with Talmidim during the Matzor and spoke to Titus Asprimus. He, you know, gave him the Nevoah that he would be kind of seen and convinced him to go to Yavne or to go someplace else.
It's just Tainly Yavne with Chachamea, right? So what was the point you want to make?
Nothing, no. Oh. He said that they carried him out. He was
right.
He was
helped. Okay. Okay, we're good. Okay, I think it's a
I just have one comment.
Yeah, go ahead quickly.
Back to Fern's observation about a woman. Aside from the daughters of Zelofchad, we know so little about a woman independent enough to own money, and that she should travel.
I'm losing you. I heard the question, but you went dead on me, Ruth. But this apparently the woman did take money out and owed money. I don't know what to tell you.
Right, when she owed money, they knew where to find her.
All right. Okay, I'm going to end the recording. One time.
Yishkoach.